What's up, guys? This is Slicing Nair with DJ Samurai. Let's back to talk about basketball again.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Seth here. Thanks for introducing me, Rio.
Yeah, thanks, Rio. It's Carl here.
All right, so you guys playing basketball for Dominica men's basketball team, so...
Correct.
Yeah.
Seth, what's your goal for this year?
Honestly, I'm all about just winning this year. I really want to make the conference.
Yeah, but everyone say that.
My personal goal. You gonna press me?
Yeah.
Geez, in basketball, Rio, is that a basketball question?
Yeah, basketball, of course.
Or a personal.
I've got a lot of goals this year. Geez, Carl, you might be able to help me out this year. I really am trying to make an impact on this team coming in as a transfer student. I'm a junior, a mature junior at that. I'm 22 years old, so coming in as a little bit more experienced. So really just trying to be an off-court leader to some of the younger guys and just, you know, be a big impact.
Cool. So what about Carl?
For me, it's a little different. I've been here for 2 years. It's my last year as a senior. I just want to be a leader on and off the court and just do my best as a teammate, as a player, and win some games and get to the conference tournament.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one, Rio. We need that.
What do you feel about it, Rio?
Samurai.
You're on the basketball team, right?
No, I'm actually doing just DJ. I don't know about basketball. But I'm looking forward to see you guys' game a lot.
Who's your favorite player, DJ Samurai? On the basketball team, on the Dominican men's basketball team.
Who is it? Is it me?
My favorite player?
Pablo's.
Are you guys going to have a guest someday? His name is Pop. He's really good left-handed.
Okay.
All right, so...
Heard he's a really nice guy, too.
Yeah, you're right. So, Carl, I have a question for you. How was it last year?
How was it last year? Last year, we had...
You didn't have me or the point guard, Rio.
We didn't have Rio Tabatari from Japan. Or Seth Tana from Australia. But we had real good chemistry off the court. It was a good group of guys, and we were really good friends. But
how did you build the chemistry off the court?
We just hung out a lot. We spent a lot of time together. It sort of affected us on the court, though, because we were really good friends, and we didn't really push each other as much as we should have had. And it hurt us in the end. We had a lot of close games came down to just one shot. And it came down to doing the little things in the games. We had a lot of turnovers. We didn't rebound as well as we could have.
Yeah.
There was a lot of the little things and the details we could have done a lot better. And I hope we will do that this year.
Nice. I had only one player left the team, so you think we have a lot of chance to get a championship or something?
There's a possibility. We have a lot of returners, but we also have a lot of new guys. We just need to get the new guys to fit into the program and have them find their role on the team, and I think we'll be in a great spot to be successful this year.
Carl, was it different? Coming from last year and not being, you know, a leader as such, to now being one of the go-to guys for definitely on court but off court as well.
It's definitely a difference, but not really that much of a difference. Coaches look to me a little bit more, and they expect a lot more of me this year. Personally, I don't feel like it's that much of a difference. I've always been sort of a big brother off the court. I try to include everyone on the team, and I take pride in just having fun with everyone on the team. On the court, I just need to step up and be more of a leader and just push myself harder so I can be a role model to the new guys.
That's beautiful.
So you're a new guy, Seth. So how did you like your captain so far?
As of right now, I'm fitting in well, and I'm loving the vibe and the culture that they've got here. Great group of guys. One of the reasons why I came here and really was excited about coming here was definitely the guys that I was gonna, you know, be calling my brothers for the next 2 years. So you know, as of right now, it's first month, but I'm really looking forward to what we're gonna do this year and seeing what we're gonna be able to achieve. It's a great question.
Cool. All right, so I'm gonna finish with Seth's favorite song. What's your favorite song, Seth?
You know, I'm pretty into music and got a lot of different tastes. But as of right now, this is one song that I've been listening to quite a bit. So I hope you enjoy. It's Jamie XX. He's a DJ from London, and yeah, it's from his new album.
All right, enjoy this song.
There's gonna be work every day to the meetings. After the meeting on the weekends, boss a toast to your real friend. Tell me why you're drinking now. Hey, keep talking about money. Time, man, we used to pull up and that hood time. Remember, I used to grab on that ass when it was about that wood time. It had a little bit walk up tripping, she get that much time. I don't have patience, baby. She gon' get on top of the dick and she gon' squish it like squish. Didn't go fast, she speed racing. We go wild, walk to bedtime. She my boss like a grandson. Come here, baby, I'm molested. I let her write me my suggestions. Clean, you can't pop this. She got that pussy locked up like Lost Mill. Watch out, come to my lights like a reindeer. Me and Poppy on the same pills. My diamonds could never stand still. Where you going, can't come here. I'll always take you back for your sex appeal.
Come on, a good time with a bad rhyme. You say you want, give me something long time. Me deal with this thing, no something like crime. I make you see this time.
Thugger. Even in the summertime, me hella shout a cutter. Woo! I swear to God, I'ma take me dog out the struggle. Baby girl, sit it down, you not known like a usher. Yeah. I told her mama I don't mind what my teeth do. I wanna control you like voodoo. I'm starting streaming free on phone and doo-loo. Every time I have a good time, doo-doo too.
Good time, hey. Come on, but good time, what's a bad rhyme? You say you want, give me something long time. Me deal with this thing, what's something like crime? I make you see me.
What's up, guys? This is radio.dominican.edu, and you are listening to Slicing the Net with DJ Samurai. All right, next, I'm going to talk about international basketball. Right now, our continent having the tournament for 2016 Olympics, like Europe, America, Africa, and Asia. And except Asia, they already finished the tournament. And results are right here. From Europe, Spain and Lithuania made Olympics. Let's talk about a couple outstanding players from the Euro tournament. Spain, the champion team, was led by Pau Gasol, who is currently playing for Chicago Bulls. He scored average 25.6 points and got MVP award. Another player is Danilo Gallinari, who is playing for San Antonio Spurs. He made a lot of tough shots. I watched a couple games, but he was guarded really hard, but he's still making the shot. He was really impressive. And yeah, he also scored average 17.9 points. Was pretty good. That was solid in Euro basketball tournament ranking. But even though Italy couldn't make the Olympics, but yeah, they still have a chance to make Olympics because they have another tournament. So hope he's gonna play in the Olympics too. Next, let's talk about FIBA American Championship. As everyone know, USA national team didn't have to compete this tournament because they are defending champion of Olympics 2012 London. Anyway, this tournament champion was Venezuela for the first time, and in second place was Argentina. Those two teams made Olympics for 2016 in Rio de Janeiro. And MVP of the tournament was Luis Scola from Team Argentina, who are playing for the Toronto Raptors. But this tournament was about Venezuela, because they did pretty good job. They got championship. Like, another team has like an NBA player, Luis Scola. He's playing for NBA. Andrew Wiggins, he's in Canada national team. He's playing for he was the number one draft of 2014. He's a really good player, but Venezuela didn't have any NBA player, but they still made the Olympics. That's really impressive. But right now, Asia is having a tournament for the Olympics. I'm originally from Japan, and they had a fast game 2 days ago, and they lost against Iran. They lost by like 36 points. But I was really sad about it, but Iran is the number one team in Asia right now, and they have a couple NBA players, and yeah, hope they win other games and then they're gonna make Olympics too. And yeah, there was a couple really surprising games, like Philippines, they got Asian championship last year for the World Cup, but they lost the first game against Palestina by 2 points. There was really shocking news in Asia. Alright, next I'm gonna talk about NBA. This time I'm trying to focus on rookie players. Alright, so first player is Karl Anthony Towns. He played for Kentucky University just 1 year. University of Kentucky for just 1 year. he was picked by Minnesota Timberwolves. And the good thing about him is he's 7 feet and 250 pounds. Also, his wingspan is 7 feet three. That's really, really long. And he can score very well, and he can run the court really good, like as a big man. Like usually basketball, like tall guy like 6'11", 7 feet, whatever, is not like being able to run the court. But he can run like wing guys, so it's really hard to stop them for other bigs. So I think he's gonna do a big thing in NBA. And second player is D'Angelo Russell from Ohio State. He was picked by Los Angeles Lakers. He's playing point guard and shooting guard, and he's really tall as a point guard. He's 6'5", and he got a really good skill set to score and make assists. And you know, LA Lakers is really struggling to win the games right now. I think they didn't make playoffs for a while after the day they lost Kobe Bryant. But I think he will be the key for the Lakers to make playoffs. And the third player is Jahari Okafor. He's from Duke University, and he got a championship there, the March Madness 2015. And he was picked by Philadelphia 76ers. And I was watching the game, March Madness, a lot. But he is really good. He is now looks like college player. He is already like he looks like a professional player. He is really relaxed on the post, and he can pass the ball well from the post. Like he's like a point guard from like just being inside, and he really knows how to move in the post. Like even like tall, if like tall the guy who is taller than him guarding him, like he just use a feint and just finish it. And then if they're smaller than him, the player who is guarding him was smaller than him, he just use his size, body, and his skills, and he score. But he's 7 feet too, so he's gonna be the key for the 76ers too, because they are struggling to make playoffs. And the next player is Mario Hezonja. He is actually from Croatia in Europe. He's been playing for Barcelona in Spain. Like Spain's basketball league is like people say second top level basketball league in the world. In fact, they are always second place in the national World Cup tournament. But unfortunately, last London Olympics, they couldn't. The USA national team faced Spain in the final, two Olympics in a row, both Beijing and London. But they couldn't make a final for the 2014 World Cup. Yeah, Serbia made a final, but the USA team was way better than Serbia team, so they beat them. Okay, let's talk about Mario Hezonja. He's a really, really good athlete. Like he is 6'8", but he plays shooting guard. 6'8" is like LeBron James is 6'8", but he is a little bit skinny, but he can run like crazy. And also as I said, he's a really good athlete. He used his athleticism in the offense and both sides of defense too. And his ability to finish the finish is really good. Like, he can finish above the rim. And actually, he's my most favorite player from this year's draft. Because, one, he is an international player. Like, I'm from Japan, but I'm not from Europe. But I still like the player from other country besides America. And then people said he is already expected to contribute to the team right away because he already has a career as a professional basketball player. He's been playing a professional level since he's 17, I think. Actually, I have a friend who's from Spain. He played for Real Madrid youth team, and then Real Madrid and Barcelona are like a rival team. Like, people know soccer, they are those two teams are one of the best soccer team in the world, and also they are really good at basketball too. And so my friend, when he was 18, he played against Mario, right? And I watched that game, but he was dominating, actually. Yeah, no one couldn't like stop him because he was really too athletic as his age. And then yeah, he was pretty good. So I think he's gonna be Rookie of the Year. Alright, I'm gonna have some rest. So
behind that little lady sitting on the platform. passing just side. It's much less picturesque without a catching the light. The horizon tries, but it's just not as kind on the eye. She's a modern lover, it's an exploration. She's made of outer space. And her lips are like the galaxy's edge. And a kiss the color of a constellation falling into place. My days am best when the sunset gets itself behind that little lady sitting on the passenger side. It's much less picturesque without her catching the light. The horizon tries, but it's just not as kind on the eye. It's not a bird.
What's up, guys? This is radio.dominican.edu, and you are listening to Slicing Net with DJ Samurai. All right, let's talk about Dominican basketball game. They have a first game on October 30th at Nevada, Reno, playing against Division I school. And then next game is going to be in Fresno State. It's also Division I school on November 6th. And then their first game, what I heard was on November 9th or something. So wish all Dominican students gonna be there, and yeah, hope they their best. And we are looking forward to see their game. So all right.
Kind of slow, kind of smoking.
Ahi vela, mainde iloko, ikahanga, ake aloha, ela.
Alright, so this is time to finish my show for today. So I hope you guys enjoyed it today. And then my show is going to be next Thursday at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. So see you guys and have a good night. Bye.
How are you? Above the world so high, sky.